Good afternoon and welcome once again. This is the Peace and Love Community Hour right here on 1350 WNLK and 1400 WSTC. We're here Mondays through Fridays from 1 until 2, except on Fridays from 1:30 until 2:30. And we have the pleasure of having in the studio with us once again. We say good afternoon to Myla Keyless. Good afternoon, Myla. How are you?
Good afternoon, Milford.
And
we're doing good.
Yes, and you're here now to talk to us about food.
Yes.
Food on the road, folks. Pay attention. And of course, Myla is here to talk with us about a brand new venture she's starting. It's called Fork on the Road.
Correct.
A catering service. Why Fork on the Road? What caused you to come up with this concept, Myla?
Well, I love food. I've been very passionate about food since I was about 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been a love of mine that I've done on the side, along with event planning and coordinating.
Okay.
And a couple years back, the Lord put it on my heart to go back to culinary school and get certified and open up a business. And the name that came to heart was Fork on the Road, because I'm bringing the food and the fork to the road.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you to tell our listeners a little bit what that will entail, because people are saying, okay, you have food on the road. How do you have food on the road now? So how does that work?
Yes. Well, as you know, caterers usually come to you. Mm-hmm. So I will be cooking the food, preparing the food, and bringing it to the different events.
Okay.
But the end result and end goal is we are going to also have a food truck that you can rent out on Saturdays or Sundays or different events, nights and whatnot. And we literally bring the fork to you.
Okay, so basically it's a tool for service then.
Correct.
You're actually providing a catering service, which we deliver the food, but you're also giving people a facility that they can use if they want to in the form of the mobile unit you're talking about.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
So, well, we spoke before we went on the air, but that's not how I picked it up. I didn't realize that it was actually giving people a service.
Yes.
In addition to that.
Yes.
So from your perspective, then you did the research. It would seem to me, therefore, that there are a lot of people who would like to utilize this kind of service then.
Well, yeah, I've actually been to events where food trucks have come to the event and they're there, or I've gone to food truck festivals and fairs and whatnot. And it's very convenient. It's very quick. You get to see who's making your food. You get to interact with them.
Okay.
And 9 out of 10 times, they have a very unique type menu and things that they specialize in. Which makes it fun. It just makes it more fun. You don't want somebody slaving in the kitchen the entire event. You want to be able to relax and enjoy your event.
Exactly. So it's all about the planning and the organization, as I know that you're very, very adept at in terms of that. Now, in terms of Fork on the Road's catering service, your event should be just as unique and special as you are. So in other words, you're creating an ambience for somebody around their own situation. Now, I'm going to give an example. I'm from Jamaica, so if I wanted to have an event that had to do with the Jamaican community and I wanted to provide some food, I could come to you and say, okay, Milo, give me some Fork on the Road stuff here.
Yes.
And then we could go from there. Now, how does that entail for that kind of person?
So here's the thing that I pride myself on is that I have custom created menus that match any theme or type of party. And that's why I'm not your ordinary caterer.
Okay.
I don't hand you a menu with 15 items and tell you to pick four and it's $21.95 a person. Mm. I sit down with you. I meet with you. I want to know about your event. I want to know about you. What are your ideas? What are your thoughts? And then I will give you 3 to 4 different meal plan options with different menu items that you can choose from.
I see.
And I do cook a little Jamaican, so I can give you some brown stew chicken, some jerk chicken.
Okay.
I do rice and peas too as well. Okay. And I do the whole cabbage and everything else. So
so that's okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
I could hook you up.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. I'll make a note of that. And you know, in terms of having this, it's more flexibility also.
Absolutely.
For the individuals. In other words, they don't have to go through all the headaches of making sure this is done, that is done.
Correct.
As you mentioned, staying in the heat in the kitchen and doing all the excessive stuff.
Yeah, you want to enjoy your event.
Yes, yes. Yeah. No. In terms of this kind of catering, what about numbers of people? There has to be some consideration about the kinds of people, the numbers of people, rather, who are attending a particular event. Do you source it out? Because I've been to situations where, well, the food is finished. I'm sorry, we don't have any more, you know?
Yeah,
and that's
embarrassing.
Yeah, so to that point, I'm asking, how do you compensate for those kinds of eventualities if they do occur?
Well, thank God it hasn't occurred with me yet.
Right, okay.
I think my grandmother I'm Puerto Rican, so we don't know how to cook for a small amount of people. We always have extras and we always have leftovers.
Okay.
So it hasn't happened yet. But usually I cook on the heavier side than the lighter side when it comes to the amount of food, because I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Exactly.
And depending on the menu and the theme or the atmosphere, like if it's just all appetizers, instead of doing like one tray of each, I usually would have two trays or things like that. I always have like a backup plan, and I like to give a variety.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like just having the same three things.
Right.
So I would rather give eight trays of something, you know, eight various or different trays, so that it appeals to everybody at the party or the event.
Right. So in other words, there's there are lots of options for people to choose from, and therefore that diminishes running out of something because people have different options. You can make an offer. Well, I'll try this one or try that one.
Correct.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I think you do have the enthusiasm that drives that kind of thing. Now, it seems to me, now you're talking about the in terms of the mobile units, size. What kind of size are you talking about now?
So I bought a mini school bus that I'm actually converting.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm doing it all cash and all outright. I refuse to get a business loan.
Okay.
I refuse to be in debt, so that's...
Congratulations.
You know, thank you. David Ramsey, Money Makeover. It will change your life, for real.
Yes. Okay.
It may take me a little bit longer to get it done, but, you know, I'm doing what I do anyways, which is catering, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
This is just going to be a bonus.
Okay, wonderful. So, in other words, you had a very good business plan laid out.
Yes.
And making sure that the structure was there in terms of your resources and everything in place.
Correct.
So that you can confidently go about and do what you have to do.
That's right. And I want my name out there more than anything, because once they recognize the name and they've, you know, been to an event that I've been to or I've catered, then when the truck is ready, it'll be booked.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I hope some of our listeners who are listening to this heard what Myla said a while ago, that she's not going for a bank loan.
No.
She has already secured her resources to make sure that she can go ahead and do what she needs to do confidently. And that makes a big difference.
Correct.
When you're sure-footed, it means, therefore, you're going to succeed. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Now, let's talk a little bit more about the specifics in terms of the menu. We talked about the Jamaican a while ago, but we're not just talking about Jamaicans, but we're talking about everybody else as well. Sort of run it down for us in terms of the various kinds of selections that you may have for people who you would be catering with or catering for.
Okay. So a little background about myself. Mm-hmm. I have lived all over the country in many different states, and I have had various friend groups that I socialized with over the years.
Okay.
And so anytime I had a new friend with a new culture and, you know, new types of food and stuff, I would be in the kitchen with their parents working on, you know, their recipes, seeing what they were cooking or how they were cooking it.
Okay.
And so I kind of learned to be diverse in that area. And I don't limit myself. If I have to be in the kitchen for 10 hours trying to figure out a recipe to make it work for a theme, I'll do that because that's what I love to do. Like, I like to think outside the box. I like to be different, and I like to be unique with my food. And, of course, then I put my own personal spin on a traditional favorite.
You mentioned theme a while ago. Let's look at that a little bit closer and see what that looks like in terms of, you know, the kind of requests that you get from different people, or potentially that you may get from people. What kinds of themes come to mind that you think would be very refreshing for the average person who, you say, if somebody came to you and they were saying, okay, man, I want to do this, I need some ideas. What kinds of themes do you think would be very appealing?
Well, we did a luau bridal shower, and so we did Hawaiian meatballs, Hawaiian pineapple fried rice. We did crab cakes with a red pepper aioli sauce on it.
Wow.
We did blackened Cajun shrimp with a mango dipping sauce. We did a mesclun salad with tropical fruit and a tropical vinaigrette. And then we helped platter the food and lay out the food and present the food to match the theme.
Wow.
Down to the platters and everything, the color scheme, everything matched.
Wow.
And that's what I like about my unique flair on this, because I've been an event planner and coordinator for over 18 years now. And the number one thing when I was helping somebody with an event was that we got stuck when it came to the food. And you ended up with your basic menu with this gorgeous facility and centerpieces and invitations down to the littlest detail, except the food.
Okay.
So now my biggest detail is that the food actually matches the theme.
I see. So it encompasses everything all in one.
Correct.
So you start with the theme, which is the food, and then everything goes around that.
Correct. Or we could do it the other way. If the person already knows what they want to do, or in their color scheme, or like in the instance of the luau, then I go to work and I start saying, okay, well then, let's see what kind of options we can give, what kind of different varieties. And they can have a tasting if they'd like.
Oh.
Yep. They can have a tasting as well, so they can, you know, tweak their menu. And then we run from there.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at your brochure here, and it says create. And
you
are unique, so create a menu that expresses your individuality, which is what you were speaking to a while ago.
Correct.
Yes, and that's important. Now, taste. Your custom menu will taste just as magnificent as your special event will be.
Correct.
So that's connecting the event with the food.
That is right, and you're tying it in together.
Right, and it says here, enjoy, leave the details to us and enjoy your event.
Exactly.
So that's basically, in a nutshell, what we're offering here when we go through with the fork on the road. I almost said fork in the road.
But I know. I did my own little unique spin on that, too.
Yes, fork on the road.
Correct.
And it's a catering service, of course. Our guest in the studio this afternoon is Myla Keelis, and she is starting out this brand new venture.
Yes.
Going forward. Now, there are other things that you want to talk a little bit about. I wanted to talk with you a little bit about in terms of some of your community outreach activities.
Yes.
And I'd advise people to also go to your website at www.forkontheroadct.com.
Correct.
Again, that's www.forkontheroadct.com. And they can get a clearer picture of what it means to be involved in what you do for the social page, so to speak?
Yes, it's called Get Social. And on that page, or drop down, I should say, we have a page, Meet the Chef, where you get to see who I am, what I'm all about, and how I got to where I am. And then we have a page called Fork It Over. And that's what this is, a big thing for me that I believe in today's day and age. Nobody should be hungry, nobody should be without food. And I find it actually almost socially unacceptable at this point in time. So what I like to do is give back to the community in different ways. And of course, because I'm food related, we like to donate money to the Bridgeport Rescue Mission.
Oh.
Food as well. It ties into the Ladies of Virtue Conference because we were bringing pounds of food in.
Right.
And there's Operation Gyra, which is ran out of Covenant Life Ministries that we're going to be working with, and a few other local food pantries and soup kitchens, including Vertical Church, that I'm a member of. So we will just be making donations based off of our t-shirt sales.
Okay.
So if you go on that page, you can see the various different designs and cute, funny sayings and whatnot. And the proceeds of all those t-shirts are going to be donated to the various local pantries and food kitchens that we're going to be working with.
So it's a sort of a philanthropic event, effort rather.
Yes.
In terms of giving back to the community.
Absolutely.
In that sense. And again, it comes back to your attachment with food and seeing people hungry.
Correct.
And having the need to fill that particular situation for them.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Now, okay. when we look at this in its total picture, then what does it say about Fork on the Road? You know, it says something about you as an individual.
Yes.
And first of all, you mentioned Covenant Life a while ago, which you're a part of.
Yes. I helped them with the Ladies of Virtue Conference.
Right, right. So it says something about you in being involved in the community and all that. What is a message that you'd like to share with our listeners this afternoon regarding Fork on the Road in terms of its mission on the larger scope of things, in terms of its social interactiveness or as an active part of the community? Because here it is, you're giving back something to the community as well.
Yes.
Through this particular effort. Talk to us a little bit about this in terms of your philosophical ideas for the community in this regard.
Well, I was raised by a single mom of two kids, and I now find myself as a single mom of two kids. And it's a struggle sometimes to put food on the table. And I work currently right now 7 days a week, three jobs, including one of these being catering. And I would say it speaks volumes to the fact that if you want something, you can go get it. But there are moments in your life where you do need assistance from other people, and sometimes you can't find it. And sometimes it's not as easy to get to as it should be.
Right. Okay.
And I can recall moments when complete strangers helped me out many times in my life. And I just want to pay it forward. I truly believe in paying it forward. That's actually the name of the page. There's Fork It Over and then there's Pay It Forward.
Right.
Because I you know, I don't want to see anybody be so downtrodden to where they don't even feel comfortable going into a soup kitchen to get a bowl of soup or a cup of soup. And for me, it's not just a bowl of soup or a cup of soup. I want to give them good meals. I want to give them good food. Yes. I want them to feel, you know, dignified and encouraged and enlightened and inspired that, like, okay, I may be in a really bad spot right now, but there's hope, and tomorrow it's going to get better because it does get better.
Right.
I speak from truth that, you know, just a little bit of faith goes a long way.
You know, there are certain stigmatisms in the society which prevent people from doing what they need to do for themselves and for others around them.
Correct.
And I picked that up from what you're saying a while ago. Having gone through your experiences, you're also paying it forward and making sure that people are aware of the importance of having this kind of facility and supporting it at the same time.
Correct.
And I think that that in itself is a blessing, you know, for the community and for you as well, and as well as for your venture. What would you like to see with Fork on the Road in the next couple of years from now? What's your vision going forward?
I honestly would love to open up my own soup kitchen / food pantry. I hate using the word soup kitchen, but you know what I mean.
Right.
To where we can outreach. But I would love to be able to take my food trucks and cook with my staff and my team and bring them to the homeless shelters and bring them, you know, to the parks and to the places and give them good, wholesome food for free.
Wonderful.
That's what I would really love to do.
And that in itself is a ministry, isn't it?
It sure is. There's always a ministry behind everything I do to some extent.
Right. I can see that. Myla, you mentioned to us that you have a team. Who's the team?
I have a small, intimate team, including my daughters, Talia and Sienna. We've literally made this a family affair.
Oh, it's a family now. So you brought the family into the rip.
Absolutely. My family is going to help feed your family.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful concept, eh?
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add before we go that we didn't touch on that we'd like to include in our conversation this afternoon?
Well, you can visit us at www.forkontheroadct.com. If you'd like to book for your next event, you can email me at info@forkontheroadct.com. And if you mention this interview, you'll get 10% off your next booking.
Wonderful. And the telephone number to call is
475-882-6444.
Again, the number is 475-882-6444. And of course, you'll be speaking with Myla Keelis, and she's on a new venture. Look out for her on the road, folks.
That's right. Not your ordinary caterer.
Yes, indeed. It's talking about Fork on the Road, a catering service. Thank you very much for coming in this afternoon and enlightening our listeners. And again, congratulations. I think that you, a lot of our listeners will learn from a lot of what you had to say this afternoon.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're most welcome.